Let us give God some praise in this place. Has he been kind? Has he been merciful? Has he been great? Has he been loving? All those things to us. I like to say God been better to us than we deserve. Amen. If that's your praise, you better give him some praise. If he been better than you than you deserve, you think about all the times you messed up, all the times you turned your back on him, all the times you forgot about him, and he still was there ready to wrap his loving arms around you, Father God. We thank you for your love today. Ooh, Father God, we appreciate it. Thank y'all for being here. Worship. Let us give God a praise for the praise team, for us in that sweet spirit. Thank y'all for pushing through for worship today. Amen. And we get ready to dig in God's word. Amen. All right, the book of Genesis. We'll be in the book of Genesis, chapter 42. Amen. Genesis 42. A little feedback. Genesis 42, verse 21 should be on the screen. It reads as follows. Speaking among themselves, they said, clearly we are being punished because of what we did to Joseph long ago. We saw his anguish when he pleaded for his life, but we wouldn't listen. That's why we're in this trouble. Amen. Today's message, amen, is we need a resolution. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We need a resolution. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. What is a resolution, Pastor? A resolution is, by definition, a firm decision to do or not to do something. Come on, January is coming up. Y'all know how we do. We make what? New Year's resolutions. We make them on New Year's, and they might be gone by March. Praise God. Amen. I mean, it's a struggle sometimes, right? We make New Year's resolutions. We're going to make a decision to do something, and sometimes we fall off. But God says, watch this, in your life with your family and who you are, who I called you to be, some things have to be resolved before you can evolve. Amen. Praise God. Resolution by definition. So we find ourselves in the aftermath of Joseph being released from prison. I informed you last week of the many blessings Joseph finally received, right? What did he get? He finally got married in the land of Egypt. He finally got married. He had his children. God blessed him with his children. He got married. He got second in command to Pharaoh. All these blessings are happening now because he waited on the Lord. So look at the text, Genesis 42 and 1. When Jacob heard there was grain was available in Egypt, he said to his sons, why are you standing around looking at one another? My God. Jacob, Joseph's father, he says to his son, look here, it's food in Egypt. Why y'all standing around? I love this. I told you God is omnipotent, all-powerful. He has all power in his hands. God is what? Omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. But God, being omnipotent and omnipresent, it allows him to orchestrate things, my God. So Jacob, the father, sitting there with his children, heard about some food that's in Egypt while everybody is starving. Yeah. Go down there and get some grain. Amen. So he sends his 10 sons down to Egypt. He says, look here, go y'all. Go get some grain. But hold up, not all of them. I need Benjamin to stay with me. Benjamin, y'all might not remember. We talked about it. We've been in a series for a few weeks. Benjamin is the youngest. Him and Joseph have the same mom and daddy. So his mama was Rachel. So Jacob was always a little more inclined to them two, right? Because he loved the mama. So he said, look, y'all all can go, but y'all ain't taking my baby boy. Nah. Y'all go see about the fool Benjamin staying right here with me. I can't let nothing happen to him, amen. I got to make sure I protect him because I didn't do that with Joseph, and Joseph is gone. Jacob is still heartbroken, even though all these many years have passed. So look at this, y'all. Genesis 42 and 6. So Joseph was the governor of all Egypt and in charge of selling grain to all people. It was to him that his brothers came. When they arrived, they bowed before him with their faces to the ground. This is not New Christian Church. Y'all don't want to shout. Okay. Let me read it again. Maybe, okay. Since Joseph was the governor of all Egypt in charge of selling grain to all the people, it was him his brothers came to see. When they arrived, they bowed. Follow me. They bowed before him and put their faces on the ground. Do y'all not remember his first dream? That he went to his brothers and said, look here, y'all. I had a dream that y'all was all around me and y'all all bowed before me. My God. That was in Genesis 37. We got to wait on God, trust the process. We in Genesis 42. Now they come to Egypt and they see him, and Joseph recognizes his brothers, but they don't recognize him, so he pretends to be a stranger. Can you imagine all the pain in his chest? us.
Wow.
Somebody said the wrong thing, that gorilla start coming out, man. Praise God, amen. Somebody's looking at us wrong. Our heart get to pumping. We ready to do something. Wow. Can you imagine people, watch this, that put you in the pit? People, your brothers that tried to kill you, your brothers that tried to put you into slavery. Now you're face to face with them for the first time in so long. I can imagine what's going on in his heart and in mind.
Yeah.
But think about that. He has a good life. He has a good family. He got money. He's second in command. He has all the food and the famine. Joseph is well taken care of. But God said there's still something that needs to be resolved. God has shown us, watch this, that Joseph has materials, he has money, and he has might, right? But guess what? All that doesn't matter if your heart ain't right. That I care enough about you that so what if you have material things? Like, you matter as a person. I don't care how much you got on the outside if you ain't right on the inside. You got to learn to resolve issues. If you never resolve the issues will haunt you all your life. So Joseph is sitting there, y'all. He begins to interrogate them harshly. Treats them as spies. He's calling them spies. Y'all spies. Y'all come out to seek the land and take what Egypt got. I know what y'all trying to do. I know what y'all up to. He's testing them. Why is Joseph speaking harshly to them? Because guess what? He knows those are the ones that threw me in the pit. Those are the ones that sold me to slaves. They heard my screams and didn't do nothing about it. I got to make sure they heart right. I got to make sure they ain't up here scheming because they some schemers, amen. That shame on me. What's the old saying? If you do it once, shame on me. Do it twice. Do it once, shame on you. If you get me twice, shame on me, right? Yeah. Y'all not going to get me again. I need to figure out what y'all intent. Ask the right questions to get the right response. People will let you know what they're thinking if you ask the right questions. We jump in relationships and situationships. We jump in covenants. We jump in all this stuff. And we never ask the right questions. And then this person shows up that we never knew. Had you asked the right question, you would have known they was a joker from day one. Had you asked the right question, you would have known they had no good heart from the beginning. You wouldn't have been caught up in how they look and all that other stuff, right? So Joseph begins to ask, I need to know who y'all are and what y'all doing. Look at this, 42:9. And he remembered the dream he had about them many years ago. Man, I'm about to lose my mind up in here. Y'all ain't helping me, amen. I love this. Joseph, they bow before him, and then he remembers he forgot is what he's saying, right? They bow before him, and he remembers the dream he had many years ago. I'm speaking to someone that God has showed up in your life, right? He showed up and told you something. And weeks have passed. And months have passed. And years have passed. And you're like, God, where is it at? God, I don't understand. Why is it not happening? I've been waiting for so long. And yet still, God shows up and gives him the thing. You have to take your human reasoning out of it. Yeah, you got to take human reasoning out of it. Because when God says something, he settles it, amen. When God says something, he means it, right? So you got to understand that God gives him the dream and shows him. One thing about God, I love God because sometimes we're ready to give up. Sometimes we're ready to give in. Sometimes it hurts so bad we don't want to go on no more. But my Bible says trust in the Lord, amen, with all my heart. Lean not to my own understanding. My Bible says wait on the Lord. You got to learn to wait on God. Joseph has forgotten about his dream. But God ain't forgot about him. He's forgotten. 13 years at exact. Remember, he went to Egypt. He was 17. He came out of the prison. He's 30. 13 years have passed now, and his brothers are now bowing before him. So Joseph continues to push his brothers. Y'all continue to ask them questions to make sure they're not spies. And then they give the whole family the rundown. No, we're not spies. It's actually 12 of us. One of us is dead, and one is with our brother. They give him the whole rundown. It was actually 12 of us. No. Joseph said, okay. So it's 12 of y'all, and it's one of y'all. Is one of y'all got a little brother? Y'all got a little brother too? Okay. I'm tripping right now. Y'all got a little brother. Okay. So Joseph said, look here, to be fair, make sure y'all honest, man. What are we going to do? I'm going to lock y'all up for 3 days. Somebody go bring the younger brother back to me, and then y'all good. I know y'all not spies. I'm going to lock y'all up for 3 days. Somebody bring the younger brother to me, and it's going to be spies.
Wow.
So here we got with verse 1, y'all. To verse 21 where we started, they speaking among themselves. Now, they locked up. They scared. Clearly, we are being punished because of what we did to Joseph long ago.
Wow.
We saw his anguish when he pleaded for his life, but we wouldn't listen. That's why we're in trouble. Sometimes, watch this and trust the process. You got to pay for your past.
Yeah.
Ooh, we don't like talk about that part, amen. Sometimes in trusting the process, come on, we you have to pay for our past. It's easy to do wrong and try to convince ourselves it's okay. It's easy to do wrong and do bad and say, you know what, make excuses for our sin, make excuses for all we done. The brothers have been living years, right, because they couldn't tell anyone what they did, and though even though it affected everyone around him, they try to act like he just didn't exist. My God, okay. Okay, y'all know how, y'all ain't got no family secrets, praise God, amen. You know how family secrets be, right? Don't nobody want to tell nobody, everybody know what's going on, but certain people, and they holding on to it, and ain't nobody, okay. I watched a documentary me and Lady Thomas the other day. It's called Little White Lie, amen. It was Little White Lie, and it was crazy. It was this Jewish family, and they had this daughter, and she was black. She was very light-skinned, but she was mixed. She was black. And obviously, she didn't look like everybody else, right? Obviously, she didn't look like, her hair was curly. Her skin had a different tint to it. Yet, they done made up some saying, well, my grandfather was Sicilian, and she must be an Ethiopian Jew. And down the line, and you're going on the line, she lived her whole life. She was in high school. People asked her, how did she identify? She said, I'm white. I'm white. That's how I grew up. I'm white. I have my bar mitzvah. I'm this. I'm that. That's how she identified herself, right? Her whole life until she got to college. She had to apply for Georgetown, and they said mark a box. They didn't mark a box. They put her in the African American section. Had to go ask mama questions. Found out mama did something. That ain't her real dad. It's a guy named Rodney. She's black now, and she's accepted. And now she got to deal with her father, who's the guy she loves, and not her real father. She got to deal with mama heartbroken. The whole family ignored her. She got to do this with cousins. Yeah. All because someone decided to lie, and mama had to sit there. My guy at the funeral. And here this daughter, she lied about being announced as another man's child. Mm. Ooh, family lies can hurt somebody. So sometimes we gotta pay for our past until we deal with unresolved issues. So look at this, y'all, verse 25. Joseph then ordered his servants. Look, he said, okay, then what we gonna do? Since y'all tripping, I'm not gonna keep all y'all. I'm just gonna keep one of y'all. One of y'all stay here, the rest of y'all go, because y'all need food. Go back home, take the food back home. Just bring the little brother back, and y'all free to go. I believe y'all. So Joseph, look at what he does. He then ordered, verse 25, he then ordered his servants to fill the man's sack with grain, but he also gave secret instructions to return each brother's payment at the top of his sack. He also gave them supplies for their journey. Mm. So sometimes you gotta pay for your past, then sometimes you gotta pay it forward. My God. I love this. Joseph is showing us something, how much he grew as a man, how those 13 years have shaped him and molded him, how he had to deal with some issues. I love this. Joseph had every right to act a donkey. Y'all threw me in a pit. Y'all took my coat. Y'all took me from my daddy, from my family. Y'all sold me into slavery. I've been down here in Egypt. I got accused of rape. I've been in jail. I got every right to act a donkey. I'm second in command. I can send y'all to the dungeon right now if I want to. But he don't do that. Instead, he makes a plan to bring them, his little brother, to him and take care of his family. He sends them along with sacks full of grain, and then he has them keep their money and still gives them extra supplies. When God sends your enemies to bow down before you, how you gonna treat them? When God sends your enemies before you to humble themselves before you, how are you going to treat them? How are you going to acknowledge? What are you going to do when God sends your enemies? This is for real. On our way to church, I didn't have a chance to tell Lady Thomas yet. On our way to church this morning, I got behind a car, leaving out license plate. Guess what it said, y'all? Y'all think we crazy, probably. PSV 23:5. That's Psalms 23, verse 5. Which is that the Lord will make a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I told you that table hit different when the Lord prepared. I ain't got to fight nobody. I ain't got to act crazy. I ain't got to get revenge. No, business is mine, saith the Lord. I ain't doing nothing wrong to you. I'm going to let God handle you. So Joseph did the right thing before the book of Romans was even written. Romans says it like this. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that you are honorable. Do all you can do to live in peace with everyone. Never take revenge. Leave that to righteous anger of God. For scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. Don't let evil conquer you. You conquer evil with being good. You got to learn to conquer evil with being good. You got to learn to kill them with kindness. You got to learn to smile in their face. You got to learn warfare with a smile. You got to learn to pray for those that persecute you. You have to learn that. Because if you don't, then God says, when I give you what I want to give you, how do I know you're going to do it right? Come on. You're going to abuse the might and power I gave you. Mm. So the brothers are tripping. They're like, what has God done to us? We got locked up. He accused us of this. He sent us back home. He kept the grain. And he gave us the grain. Then let us keep our money. What in the world is going on? They go back home to Jacob terrified, y'all. They scared in the mud. For future reference, we covered about 3 chapters today. Pray for me, amen. Y'all got to read this story for yourself. I got to do it the best I can. We covered about 3 chapters. So read this stuff when you get home, because I'm going to leave some stuff out. But look at this. They get back home. They tripping. They terrified. They tell him about the story. Daddy, we can see this man. He calls us spies. He asks about our family. We tell him it's another brother back home. We tell him that Joseph is dead. But he kept us keep our money. And he bought grain back, but he want us to bring Joseph back to him. Can you imagine Jacob's face? Man, I sent y'all to the store real quick to do a store run. Y'all came back with food, y'all got all the money, and one of my sons got a slave, and the other one you want to kidnap and take down there. What in the world are y'all doing? I said, you ever gave your kids simple instructions, and they came back with a crazy story. Like, I told you, just put the meat just take the meat out the freezer. Just take the meat out the freezer. That's it. Well, you can put it in a pan and let the plastic on it and all kind of crap. Like, what are y'all doing? He said, I gave y'all simple instructions. Now y'all coming back with all this stuff. So even though Joseph is gone, watch this, the same family issues are still there. Yeah, Joseph been gone 13 years, but the family really hasn't changed. Y'all got to have to read it, amen. But look here, Jacob gets mad at them. He says, y'all robbing me of my children. I lost Joseph first. Now Simeon gone. And now you want to take Benjamin. What are y'all doing to me? He upset. He said, look here, I won't let y'all take Benjamin. See, first we see Jacob still grieving. He's still hurt from Joseph's death. And because Joseph's death has hurt him so much, y'all thought Joseph was an idol. Ain't nobody touching baby Ben, praise God, amen. He ain't gonna let a fly get on Ben, not a mosquito. Ben in my sight, I can't even send him out to go manage his brothers. I can't send him out to go do nothing that I would need him to do because I want to make sure he's safe. So he's grieving and he's hurt. And that grief turns into a crazy bit of control and making him an idol. So then Reuben steps in. I'm telling y'all, the family's still the same. Reuben steps in. Remember, I don't know if y'all remember Reuben. I told y'all, go back and listen to the old sermons. But Reuben is the oldest, the firstborn of all the 12. And Reuben means, see me. God has seen my pain. And he wants daddy to see him because he's the oldest, right? So he was going to take Joseph back when the other brother was plotting to kill him. So then Reuben steps up and says, look here, I'll take Benjamin.
Yeah.
I'll be responsible. And if I don't bring him back, kill my 2 children. Mm. What? Take several seats, my brother. No. Take several seats, amen. He tells his daddy, but why would Reuben say something like that? Because daddy still don't see him. He want his daddy approval. He still want daddy to see him. So daddy, I'll make this crazy thing that I can't guarantee that if I don't come back, I'm willing to sacrifice my 2 sons so you can see me. I'm sorry, Reuben. I don't know if I have a Reuben in here, but Reuben, you grown. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to realize daddy going to be daddy.
Yeah.
You can't change him. God going to have to change him.
Yeah.
You don't put your stuff on the line and hurt your family for somebody else that don't want to change. Daddy going to always be daddy. If he ain't going to see you, he ain't going to never see you. Your job is to keep your heart clean, pray for him, and love him. And if it never gets to that point, it just never gets to that point. I'm not going to sacrifice my children for your approval.
Yeah.
Good. Do we sacrifice children for approval? Whether it be from parents, lovers, spouses, whatever it may be careful, y'all. So Reuben is tripping. Look at y'all, verse 38, A clause. But Jacob replied, my son will not go down with you. His brother Joseph is dead, and he is all I have left. The family's still tripping. Y'all see this? He got 10 other sons.
Right.
Yeah, he says, this is all I have left. Ooh, favoritism is a dangerous thing. Favoritism is a dangerous thing, amen. Us to have multiple children. Some of y'all just got one child, amen, praise God. Love that child the best you can. Make them feel like king of the world, the queen of the world, whatever it may be, amen. But those of us that have multiple children, it's our job to make all of them feel like king of the world, all of them feel like queen of the world, because the one that is a little good, the one that seems like they got it all together, and they got it all together, got some bad in them too. And the one that seems bad and can't get it together, got some good in them too, amen. So don't angel, don't make an angel over here, don't make a demon over here, no. Love them all equally and let God do what God needs to do in their life. Can you imagine your daddy saying you're not taking him because he's all I have left? We thought that left when we killed Joseph. We got rid of Joseph. And now we still dealing with it. It's a trip, y'all. Let's creep over to chapter 43, y'all. I can't stay over all this stuff. So they ran out of grain, y'all. All the grain gone. Joseph is like waiting on them to come back. Like, when y'all gonna return with Benjamin? He waiting. Thomas went by. Look at this, y'all. 43:8, they out of grain. Judah says to his father, send the boy with me, and we will be on our way. Otherwise, we will all die of starvation, and not only we, but you and our little ones. It's still, the issue is still going on. That Judah, whose main name means praise, amen. That praise had to come in and make some sense, my God. I love that Judah, whose name means praise the Lord, praise comes in and said, look here, we need to rectify. We need to make some sense of some things. You are going to kill us all, Pops. I need you to understand this, that if we don't go bust a move, you don't give me this boy, not only am I going to die, not only are you going to die, but our children are going to die. But Jacob is so consumed with grief and regret and hurt, he's willing to sacrifice himself, his children, and his grandchildren because of his lack of faith. Ooh, lack of faith is dangerous, y'all. Lack of faith will kill some things in your life. Lack of faith will change your destiny. Lack of faith will make sure you don't get to your destination. Lack of faith will do more harm than good. Just what Jesus said, with God, all things are possible. Amen. You better believe and trust God that he can, he will, and he must. I'm going to stand on his promises until I can't no more. His lack of faith is about to wipe out his lineage because he's tripping. So Judah gets upset with him. Look here, y'all. You so silly, Daddy. We could have left and been back twice if you gave me the boy. Come on. Daddy, we could have left and went back twice. You're crazy, son. You got us here about to die, starving, stomach grumbling. We got money. We got stuff to go back to do. And you got us about to die because of your lack of faith. My God. So we see Jacob. Watch this. Whose name is Israel. He is Israel. Jacob is Israel, right? He's responsible for fathering the 12 tribes of Israel. And at this point, he puts his faith back in God because he says, okay, son, I hear what you're saying, and it can't be avoided.
Wow.
I need some can't be avoided faith in my life. He said, I hear what you said. Praise brought sense back to him. That's something you got to praise your way back in the day. That sin will mess you up. That your heart will be so broken you can't think straight. Your mind will be so messed up. And you got to get into a praise and a worship experience and say, God, lead me. God, guide me. God, I need you. God, I need thee. I need thee. So praise brought back his mind. And he says, look here, y'all. It can't be avoided. Some things God gonna put in your way that can't be avoided. Sometimes it's gonna be some bricks in the road and it can't be avoided. Sometimes you ain't gonna be able to go to the left or the right. You gotta go straight and go through to get to, amen. So he says, look here, my boys are gonna die. I gotta send Benjamin. It can't be avoided. So now I'm gonna move in faith. He packs double money this time. He says, look here, take him back his money, and then we're gonna give him some more money, amen. We're gonna hook him up because we need him. So instead of belittling them, watch this, he takes time to talk to them and pray for them and send them on their way. Because before it was, I only got Benjamin left. Now I'm gonna give y'all a blessing. I'm gonna pray for y'all and y'all be on your way. He says this to his sons, may God Almighty give you mercy as you go before the man, so that he will release Simeon and let Benjamin return. But if I lose my children, so be it, my God. Woo, that's some faith right there, amen. He got his faith back in God. He said, look here, I'm preparing for the best, but I'm praying for the best, but I'm preparing for the worst. I trust God enough to know that God made a promise to Abraham, my great-grandfather. He made a promise to Isaac, my father. He made a promise to me to bless me. He gave me these 12 sons. I'm believing and trusting God to do the impossible. So I'm letting you know right now, God, bring them back. But if I lose my children, so be it. In other words, he said, let God be God. I can't control the situation. I don't know what my baby gonna do. I don't know how they gonna do it. Us as parents gotta know we can't control the situation. Our kids gonna be our kids. Our job is to love them and pray for them. Our job is to lead them and guide them. Our job is to be right before them the best we can. He said, I can't do it. I gotta let God be God. Sometimes you gotta have a so be it praise.
So be it.
Woo, God, I ain't gonna cry no more. It's so be it. God, I trust you. I put my faith in your hands. So be it. God, let your will be done. Whatever your will looks like, so be it. God, I'm putting it all to you. Keep it, oh God. I love this. Jacob said, look here, I got to give it to God. My life is in the master's hands. So he gives it all to God, y'all. Then the brothers, they begin to head down to Egypt. They go down to Egypt with double the money. And then they got Benjamin with them this time. Jacob, Joseph sees them all. And he says, look here, I'm going to invite y'all to a big feast to my house. Come on. Everybody pull up. Come on, bro. I see y'all. Come on. I need y'all to come and holler at me. Now, I know they nervous. Watch this. Because in their brain, it's probably going all over the place. Yeah. And like, we bought extra money. He going to pretend that we stole it and lock us up again and keep Benjamin. We just going to die here. Amen. It's just over. It's all messed up. I know what he doing. He playing with us.
Yeah.
So the brothers approached one of Joseph's managers, amen, one of the household managers. That's a praise in itself. Wow. How you go from being a slave to having a household manager, amen. Y'all better know about God can promote any kind of way he wants to. You better know God does what he does and how he does and when he does. God, I thank you. Joseph got a house manager now. He was the manager of the prison, but now he got a house manager, amen. He got a butler, bro, in other words, amen. Then they go to Joseph's butler and say, look here, here go the money that he gave us back. Here go the money. We sorry. We don't want no smoke. We don't want no drama. We cool in the game. And then they say, no, you good. Your God, the God of your father has blessed you. Amen. I can imagine that's what Joseph told his servants to say, that your God, the God of your father, has blessed you because he knows them. So he invites them all to his house. Y'all look at this verse 26. When Joseph came home, they gave him the gifts they had bought for him. They bowed low to the ground before him. My God. Y'all miss that sound? This is the second bowing. Joseph had two dreams. Amen. Praise God. He had two dreams that everybody was going to bow to him. So here we see God again making his dreams come true, that his brothers come back. I don't know how much time went past from they went out of grand to they come back. But now they are bowing before him again and bringing gifts at his feet. Ooh, I love this. I love this. So look at y'all. Verse 30. Then Joseph hurried from the room because he was overcome with emotion. For his brothers, he went into a private room while he broke down and wept. My God, yeah, we can't lose fact that Joseph is human. Yeah. Joseph is a person, a real person. We're dealing with this real story that I'm trying to tell y'all, right? That imagine these brothers you ain't seen in 13 years who did harm to you. Now they in your face needing you to help them. And then you get to see your little brother who you haven't seen since that day you were kidnapped. He was probably a little boy now. Now 13 years have passed. If he was 3, he's 16. All the time you've missed out on him, with him, right? He's overcome with emotion, the hurt, the pain, the betrayal, all the years I missed with my father, with my brother, even with y'all. It's a trip because I'm second in command in Egypt, but I still miss y'all. I got all the power I got. I got all the grain I want. I got all the influence I want, but I'm still hurting and I miss y'all. Can we thank God for grace right now? Amen. Yeah. That God gives grace because you can function, hear me right here, you can function at a high level and still be broken.
Yeah, my God.
Y'all ain't trying to trust me. Joseph is second in command. He's interpreting dreams, right? He's handling business. He got grain. He got people from all over buying stuff from him. He's functioning at a high level, but his heart's still broken. That's why he named Manasseh, God has seen my grief in this land. His heart's still broken. He's dealing with some issues. So watch this. You can't stay broken forever. At some point, you got to let God mend your heart.
Come on.
Because if you're at a high level functioning with that brokenness, eventually it's going to bleed on other people.
Yeah.
Eventually it's going to hurt somebody else, right? Yeah. Eventually something's going to trigger you and that brokenness is going to show up. So we need God to mend our hearts. And it's not the things, the outside things don't mend the brokenness. It's God on the inside, right?
That's it.
So Joseph is being Joseph. He sits them in order according to their age. Amen. Yeah, y'all love this. He said, it's all 11 of y'all, but since y'all around this table, from the oldest to the youngest. Can you imagine the look on their face? Who is this dude?
How do we know?
How can he possibly know how old we are? Like they be like, God, playing with us. We probably going to die. It's probably some poison in this food. I don't know what's going on. He didn't set us all down according to age. Watch this. And then when he gets to Benjamin, his brother, who got the same mother, who never hurt him, he gave everybody else food, but he gave Benjamin 5 times more. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you my favorite ain't fair, amen. I love this. Benjamin don't know what he's doing. Benjamin might not even remember Joseph like that, but he shows up and says, you get 5 times more. Don't you know God will show up and bless you when you didn't ask for it, you didn't deserve it, you did nothing for it. God just show up and show out. Benjamin has no clue. He probably only heard stories about Joseph. He don't remember him like that.
Thank you, Lord.
So little Benjamin at the table, y'all, he got a whole stack of food. The youngest one, the smallest, got 5 times more.
Come on.
Maybe it was a test to see, are they still jealous?
Come on.
Are their hearts still in the wrong place?
Come on, clean them up.
Can they handle, because they hated on me with my coat. My coat about anger and tears to them. That they wanted to kill me because of my Louis Gucci polo first down, right? They wanted to kill me because of that. And now I'm going to get my little bro 5 times and sit back and watch. Sometimes it's a test.
Oh my God.
Sometimes God gives you a lot to see if you're going to handle it.
Come on.
Because that lot can turn to much more if you handle it right.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't do right with the lot. And then we wonder why, God, why am I in lack? Why I don't have nothing? Because you didn't do right when I gave you a lot. Do right with the lot and watch me make you ruler over much. Be faithful over the little things. So Benjamin is blowing up. He's like, dang, I got five times. I don't know what's going on around here. So Joseph had to think about his dream, y'all. And all this stuff going through his mind. His brothers eating at the table. I'm sitting here and I'm loving this. So Joseph, watch this. He thought his dream was all about him. Remember this. He goes to his brothers and said, look here, I had a dream. Y'all saw bowing down to me. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but y'all bowing down to me. He goes back and said, look here, yeah, I had another dream. Y'all was bowing, and so was the star and the moon. My stocks grew up larger than y'all's, and everyone's bowing down. And in his mind, because he's young, he's immature. He has gifts, but he's young, he's immature, he's arrogant. In his mind, his dream was about him blowing up. That's not what it was about. It was so his brothers could eat at his table. It was not about him blowing up. It was so his brothers could eat at his table. If I'm not Joseph, watch this. Joseph says, look, God gives you the dream, gives you the vision, gives you the resources, the intellect. I bless you to have it, but it's not just for you. It's so everyone around you can be blessed. It's so everybody around you can elevate, so everyone else can lift up. I love this.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord, I need to figure out if I'm not the Joseph of my family, let me find them so I can support them. Praise God. Amen. If I'm not the Joseph of my family, let me find them and latch on, because God ain't giving it just for you.
Jesus.
It's for all of us, right? So I love this, y'all. So we in chapter 44. We almost done. We were 42 to 44. Go back and read it in your spare time. So they tell the story. They tell the story of Joseph and how he's blessed them. They eat, everybody ate good. Joseph loads them up with grain. He gives them all their money back again. Then Joseph says this, tells his servant, take my silver cup. This is my cup. Put it in the youngest one's bag. Yeah. Take my silver cup and put it in the youngest one's bag. So they go off, they leave, they shake hands, thank God, they're on their way back to Canaan. Simeon with them, they got Benjamin, like, we're about to go home, this man has blessed us. Wait till we tell daddy this story. Wow. Ben got five times more, this is crazy. The manager chases them down. He says, somebody stole the cup from my master. They're like, no, we're not thieves. Ain't nobody stole the cup. Matter of fact, if somebody stole this cup, you can basically go ahead and kill him, because we don't steal. We got some issues. We murder our brother, but we don't steal, right? We do that, but we don't steal. We got some issues, but we don't steal. And so he began to search everyone's bag from the oldest to the youngest, and lo and behold, the cup is in Benjamin's bag.
Wow.
They messed up now.
Wow.
They pleading with him. Hold on. This ain't how, no. This ain't how this supposed to work. He couldn't have stole that cup. So now they got a decision to make. Look at this. Judah tries to reason with them and make amends for their sins.
Wow.
Yeah. Judah said, look here. He begins to tell Joseph, look here. Don't take Benjamin, amen. Look here, here's what you can do. Make me a slave for the rest of your life and let the little one go. I'm the one. Judah told daddy that he got to go down there. Give me the boy so I can come back. The boy got to come back. I love that Judah didn't sacrifice his children, but he was willing to sacrifice himself. And he says, look here, make me a slave for the rest of your life and let him go back to my father in peace. Yeah. Joseph like, nah, you didn't do nothing. That's not how this works.
Yeah.
We take the person that did something. You got to go back. We keeping the youngest one. I'm keeping him with me. He, you say he could die, right? I'm keeping him with me. So they all tripping. They confused. They says, no. I'm not going. In Joseph's mind, I got to believe. He's like this. I'm not going to give y'all a chance to do my little brother the same way y'all did me. Woo. Because I know y'all. I've been trying to figure out and poke and prong, but I know y'all.
I
was the youngest to that point, and y'all got rid of me. I was the youngest once, and y'all hated me. I was the youngest once, and y'all despised me. I was the youngest. Yeah, I might not have did everything right, but that didn't give y'all the right to send me to Egypt. That didn't give y'all the right to throw me in a pit. That didn't give y'all the right to tear up my jacket. I can't control what daddy do.
That's good.
I didn't pick this. It was given to me. So he says, look here, I'm going to make a plan to keep my little brother with me, because y'all not going to hurt my little brother. Judah tries to reason with him again. Y'all. He said, look here, I know you got the juice, bro. I know you second in command. I know you just as powerful as Pharaoh. That whatever you say happen, you say and it got to happen. You run this place, right? You second in command in Egypt. But I need you to understand that this can't happen, bro. Maybe you didn't hear me with our story, with our family history. We got a brother that is dead. My daddy loved him, amen. This little boy got the same mama as him.
Yeah.
And if we don't bring him back, it's going to be some issues.
Yeah.
If we don't bring him back, daddy go. I don't know what, daddy might die. I'm just going to tell you, daddy might die. I don't know what's going to happen. We got to bring him back. So he said this, and now, my Lord, I cannot go back to my father without the boy. Our father's life is bound up in the boy's life. Imagine Judah pleading with him. Benjamin sitting there like, dang, I didn't steal the cup. I don't know what's about to happen. Am I going to be a slave in Egypt? This man going to kill me? So much emotions is going on with these brothers. And Judah steps in and says this, so please, my Lord, let me stay here as a slave instead of the boy, and let the boy return with his brothers. For how can I return to my father if the boy is not with me? I couldn't bear to see the anguish that would cause my father. So Joseph saw them, right? And Judah, watch this, when Joseph was going through what he was going through, they were going to kill him was the original plot, right? They said, let's kill him, let's get rid of him, let's take his tunic, let's see what happened to his dreams then. Then Judah steps in and says, no, y'all, don't kill him. He is our brother still. Yeah. Let's just give him into slavery. So Judah, praise always brings reason to the situation.
Yeah.
So he brought reason, but I can sense Judas was still a little jealous. Judah was still a little jealous.
Yeah.
That I don't want to kill him, but I really don't want him around either. He get on my nerves too. So let's not kill him. So let's let him go. And even though his screams hurt me, the anguish hurt, we heard him cry, let him go.
Yeah.
But this time, Judah sees that Benjamin is about to get the punishment.
Yeah.
He thinks Benjamin is wrong, yet he's willing to step in. Think about this. Okay. Joseph, I'm sending him away. Next time, little brother comes, he messed up. We think he stole it, but I'm willing to say I'm a slave for the rest of my life so he can be free. I should have spoke up more when Joseph was gone. I should have saved Joseph's life. That's a regret I have. I really could have brought him back to daddy. I really could have, my brothers listened to me obviously because they didn't kill him. I could have made them reason and said, we ain't got to kill him. We ain't got to send him to slavery. But I didn't. This time I'm going to do the right thing and make sure baby boy make it back home.
Yeah.
See, at this moment, Joseph knew they were serious. Because they was willing to put their life on the line for their brother.
Yeah.
When before they was willing to kill their brother.
Come on.
He knew they was willing to do anything to get their brother back home.
Yeah.
Instead of killing him and leaving him into slavery.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when there is need of a resolution, you must make your wrongs right.
Yeah.
See, at this part of trusting the process, y'all, God is now using Joseph to bring brotherly love back into his brother's hearts. They're missing brotherly love. They got some issues. Daddy got some issues. They got some issues. They still caught up. They got this secret they holding on to. They still got unforgiveness they holding on to. They still got bitterness because daddy's still looking at Benjamin better than him. They got all this stuff. And God in his great providence is using Joseph to clean their hearts.
Come on. Wow.
See, when you try to trust the process, y'all, it ain't no handbook on it, totally.
Yes,
God used who he want to use and how he want to use to help us. Whatever person he want to use, whatever situation he want to use, whatever hater he want to use, whatever job he want to use, whatever family, it's no limit because we trust God and God says, I want to get you to where I need you to be. So it doesn't matter if it's a close friend, if it's a family member, brother, sister, mother, father, child, it doesn't matter. God uses who God wants to. See, God knows it hasn't been perfect. God knew that all of us are going to have some problems.
Yeah.
That all of us are going to be uncomfortable. All of us are going to experience some pain somehow, some way. But the only way to get past that is to allow God to heal our hearts so that we can get a real resolution. Because sometimes you just got to make your wrongs right. Amen. Can you give God a praise in this place?
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Sometimes you got to make your wrongs right. Father, I thank you for today, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
That we've seen, oh God, as we're still in this series, Trust the Process.
Thank you, God.
You're doing a mighty thing, oh God. That when we're connected to people, that you connect all the dots. That though this story started with Jacob and his 12 sons, and we've seen Joseph take a detour, now we're back. We almost done a couple more. We almost done with this thing, man. But understand this, that God is trying to bring a resolution in your life.
Yeah.
Because some of us have been dealing with unforgiveness for so long. Some of us have been dealing with bitterness for so long. Some of us have been dealing with strife for so long. Some of us have been feeling like Joseph, overcome with emotions, whipped and crying. We can't get it together. With certain people, we see certain people, our heart just gets to boiling. Our mind gets to going crazy. Our eyes start twitching. We upset. And God said, I didn't create you for that. I give you freedom. I give you a clean, the Bible said, created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. So if you need your heart clean, amen. I don't know what your issue is, but if it's something that's not resolved, I dare you today say, God, I need to get my heart resolved today. If I have not made a decision to come to Christ and say, "Good Jesus, I need you as my Lord and Savior," I compel you to make that decision today. If you are saved and you say, "You know what, God, I'm saved, but I got some issues. I need to get it together. I need to pull through some things because my heart just ain't in the right place. Sometimes I be tripping and I'm trying to get past that, trying to move past my past. I know you got a future for me. I know you got hope for me. I know you got something better for me than what I know. But this thing is holding me back. Maybe it's bitterness. Maybe it's unforgiveness. I don't know. Whatever issue it may be, what I do know is no issue is too big for our God. What I do know is that our God is big and mighty and strong. What I do know is that Jesus still saves. What I do know is still power in his blood. What I do know is that love conquers all. What I do know is that, while we were sinners, Christ died for us. What I do know is the Bible tells us we are more than conquerors. More than a conqueror.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
But to get to where God has called us to walk in,
thank you, Lord.
You got to resolve these issues, y'all.
Ooh, Jesus.
And how many times we've had unresolved issues,
God,
and then somebody dies.
Yeah.
Jesus.
We have unresolved issues that we ain't talked about and handled like adults. Just talk, communicate it,
Jesus,
to move past, and then someone passes. And then we got more guilt.
Yeah.
And then we got more pain.
That's
and more hurt. God wants to free you today. So if you need Jesus, that's the call right there. If you need Jesus. If you need Jesus, just make your way down here today. Amen. Whatever that looks like. If you need to be saved, come get saved. If you need prayer, come get prayer. Whatever that looks like. But don't keep that issue in your heart. But God wants to resolve it. God wants to give you the tools to fix it. When God wants to mend your broken heart, when God wants to piece together your heart in all the broken places. Y'all know the Wizard of Oz, right? And the Tin Man. He did everything he could to try to get that heart together. He was willing to battle a wicked witch. He was willing to march down a yellow brick road. He was willing to go see the Oz. He was willing to fight flying monkeys. He was willing to do whatever he had to do to get his heart right.
Jesus.
And all God is saying is come as you are.
Oh, God.
All God is saying bring your issue to me.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta go through nothing crazy. He just said come to me, amen, praise God to me. Everybody got some praise and praise. All God is saying is just come to me. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened. And I give you rest.
Amen.
Take up my yoke. My yoke is easy. And learn of me. My yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Jesus did the work. All he wants us is to commit to the work. He did the work. He did the hard. God, I thank you for doing the hard part. I thank you, God, for doing the hard part. Going to the cross for my sins. I thank you, God, for doing the hard part. Dying for me. When I didn't deserve it. Now all I got to do is say, God, I surrender. If you need a surrender in your life, amen. I don't know who it is or what you're going through, amen. Y'all know me. I don't stretch it out. You can't put no pressure on God. You gotta want to serve God. You gotta want to love God. You gotta want to give God your heart. You gotta want to. It's a want. It's a love thing. So if you need God in your life, if you know I got some unresolved issues, this unforgiveness is tearing me apart. I smile every day. I act like I'm okay, but I'm not okay. I can't forgive this person. I'm mad at this person. I'm so bitter. I'm so angry. Watch this. I'm mad at God.
My God.
Watch this. I'm mad at God. God, why that happened to me? God, I don't understand why that happened to me. God, I need you to help me because why this happened to me? It didn't happen to them. It didn't happen to them, them. Why it happened to me? And guess what? I don't have all the answers for that. But what I do know is that God don't make mistakes. What I do know is that you got to trust the process. Because everybody got to go through to get to. Lanny Thompson, our 7-month-old baby, don't wake up in the morning. Everybody got to go through to get to. You don't get to pick your trial, your issue. We talk about that. If we could pick our issues, I'm sure all of us would have picked something different. If I could have picked the pain I had to go through, I would have picked something different. I'd have picked something a little bit more easier. I'd have picked something that maybe didn't make me cry as much, right? I'd have picked something that didn't break my heart as much. I would have picked something that didn't have me crying and screaming and upset. I would have picked something different. But we don't get to pick. But we do get to pick who we trust. And we get to pick our God. So if you need something from God today, I don't know who you are, what you're going through. I just feel the weight of the Spirit. That's all I feel. If you need something from God, if you need to release, amen, let that go. If you need a release in your life, we want to give you the opportunity right now, amen. Whether it looks like releasing your sins, coming to Christ, getting prayer, whatever it may be. But we want to make sure we're here to help you in any way we can. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. If it's anyone, if it's anyone. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, amen. Whatever that looks like, amen. We're here to pray, we're here to help, we're here to encourage. If you need something from God, amen. If you need something from God, if you need something from God, if you need something, amen, brother, praise God, amen. If you need something from God, bless you, bless you, thank you. If you need something from God, I don't know who it is or what you're dealing with, but don't hold on to it. God is a God of freedom. God wants to set us free. God wants to give us our freedom. It's liberty in Christ. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. You ain't got to hold on to it. You ain't got to cry about it no more. You ain't got to you ain't got to do none of that no more. You can change, hold on to God's unchanging hands and say, God, I trust you even when I can't trace you. I trust you even when it don't make sense. So if you need something from God, amen. If there's not anyone other, man, we're going to allow these to pray, amen. Stretch your hands. Let's pray with them and for them, amen. Father God, we thank you, God, for today. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Father God, for your love and your compassion. We thank you for what you're doing in the heart of your people. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your love. We thank you, oh God, that you, ooh, Jesus, we can bring all our burdens to you to bear. I thank you, oh God, that we can bring everything to you, Father God. There is no limit to the things we can bring to you, oh God. There's no limit time and time again, oh God. I can tell you about it. I can confide in you. I can give it to you. I can cry about it. I can pray about it. I can laugh about it. I thank you, Father God. There's no limit, oh God. Thank you, God, that we on prayer is an unlimited plan, my God. That prayer is an unlimited plan, that I can talk to you as much as I need to talk to you. I can cast my cares upon you because you care for me. I thank you, Father God, that I can always give you more and more and more, Father God, and I will never get on your nerves. Your ear ain't never off, Father God. You always listening. You always willing to speak back to me. You always want to give me guidance and direction, Father God. I thank you for being such a good and mighty God to us all, Father God. We thank you for your love and your compassion toward us, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you, oh God. We give you glory, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We praise you, oh God, for your love for us. It's unmatched. It's unparalleled. Your love for us is uncompromising. Your love for us is great. Your love for us is mighty. Your love for us is why we are here. Your love for us gives us the strength to fight. Your love for us gives us the hope of a better future. Your love for us knows, oh God, that we are in your arms. Your love for us lets us know that we are safe. Your love for us lets us know that we will win. Your love for us lets us know, oh God, we will conquer. Your love for us lets us know, oh God, we will prosper. Your love for us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your love, oh God. There's no other love, oh God, like this. Your love is unmatched, oh God. How could you love a sinner, oh God? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So we thank you for that, Father. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.